Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. It's that time on the radio where we're joined by Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill. How are we?
Hi, Howard. Very well, thank you. And you?
Very well, thank you. In investing, is time still more important than timing? That's what we're going to be talking about. And the second half of 2018 wasn't so good for investment markets, so let's discuss what investors should and should not do when markets are volatile. So, Bill, first of all, do you find that many individual investors make emotional investment decisions, and what consequences could that have?
That's a very good question, Howard. I think that all of us, as sentient, emotional human beings, make a lot of emotional judgments about a number of things. And the vital importance of financial security, I guess, leads a lot of people to making what can be described as emotional judgments and influenced in the main by their emotions as a consequence of the state of play in the markets and in the economy and in the news at the time they're thinking of making that decision. You know, it's clearly obvious that an emotive factor when the markets are motoring ahead at a rate of knots, that your emotions tend to get carried away. And lots of people invest, of course, when the markets are in their ascendancy and often when they've had record runs, as we've had until recently. And that emotional judgment is often bad timing simply because you're jumping on the bandwagon when the bandwagon is already full up and ready to start a downward incline. And of course, on the converse side of that emotional judgment, it's very understandable. It affects everybody, and including professional investors, I think, sometimes, that when the markets show a significant decline for a whole variety of reasons, again, as we have had recently, and where uncertainty still remains, not least of all over the presidency of the US and his approach to globalization, not least of all Brexit, not least of all the Chinese economy turning down. When you read all these things, it's not difficult to understand how your emotions become negative and your immediate reaction, that is, to run for cover. But of course, that isn't. Your first reactions and your emotional reactions have to be considered, and you have to allow, in certainly in investment terms, you have to allow your head to consider the circumstances, the history of investing, the potential for the future, and then make your judgment, but balanced with both emotions, but essentially coming from the head to make sure that you don't react emotionally to make the wrong judgment at the wrong point in time.
So, Bill, what's your advice to investors when markets go through a period of uncertainty? Should they consider selling at least their riskier assets to avoid any potential further market falls?
Well, of course, Howard, that's, I guess, where the emotional judgment that one might make when you're listening to all of the negative news that we can read about at the moment, you might understand why someone wants to run for cover and sell their investment assets. But if you've had solid wealth management advice and looking at your financial circumstances and your aspirations for the future in a clear and well-defined picture, then the advisor who's been advising you on your investment portfolio will, I am certain, say to you, look, the fact that the world economy is in difficult times, the fact that there are declines in the markets doesn't change your long-term strategy. I mean, last year clearly was a pretty dreadful year, for example, for the FTSE 100. It ended the year down about 12%, and 2019 has started also in what you might call a blaze of volatility. It's jumped up and down on a regular basis. The index has been trading at around 6,900. That's not far away from where it was 2 years ago. And it, as I say to you, it really could go anywhere from here. But at times like this, it pays to listen to the coolest investment head of all, perhaps the US billionaire investor Warren Buffett, whose words of wisdom are almost worth remembering. So I ask myself, when I'm asked the question, should we sell our riskier assets? He says that you need to hold your nerve. He says never lose money, and rule two, well, that's rule one. And rule two is never forget rule one. Now how does that work? Well, surely, you know, all investors in the main are showing negative returns over the last 2 or 3 months. That is true. But of course, remember, these are only paper losses recorded by the value quoted in the press, if you like. Unless you make a loss by crystallizing those assets, you're still sitting on what were and probably still are very worthwhile, sensible investments to give you above average regular returns in the future. So acting precipitously in an emotional way is likely to cause you more damage than good in staying where you are. Now, of course, if you do really believe that you've over-risked, if you like, your investment portfolio, you've got to talk to your investment advisor. But I would suspect, certainly as far as Blevins Franks is concerned, that if your portfolio was set up with the medium to long-term returns that you're looking for in mind, you're probably going to be pretty much okay. But nonetheless, if you feel more comfortable by having a chat to your advisor, please do so.
Yeah. So is there any way to predict when markets will start to improve after a fall, or perhaps how long volatility will last?
If I could predict with some certainty when the markets will either stop falling or start rising again, I wouldn't be doing, frankly, radio interviews, or I wouldn't be running an investment business. I'd be just investing my own money. It's impossible. But what we do have available to Blevins Franks is a solid philosophy about it, wealth management. I mean, successful investors, I've said this to you before, Howard, successful investors are marathon runners, not sprinters. So staying invested in the markets over the long term has proven over time to give the best returns. When you see the markets fluctuate, it is tempting to buy and sell investments to chase what are effectively short-term gains or to prevent short-term losses, but that rarely helps individuals meet their longer-term financial goals. Those that bounce in and out of investments, generally speaking, they come out at the point at which share prices have fallen. They tend to want to come back in with some caution because they've waited too long. Again, when the markets have risen substantially, and they miss those sort of bounces that come in the market. Now, you know, investment is a human activity, and if you want to succeed, we have to be aware, as we discussed at the outset of this brief interview, how your emotions impact on your investment decisions. And frankly, making these decisions alone without the guidance of an independent and impartial objective financial advisor is difficult. It's understandable why you might want to act along with the herd. But remember, it is fortune that favours the brave. And the brave in this sense means those that take rational, headstrong judgments instead of heartfelt judgments. Because, as I say to you, investment profits are really about staying with the course you've taken and going through these volatile times into the better times, which surely will come again. As we all know, this is not the first time these sort of dips have happened in the market. This isn't a particularly, I don't think, significant dip. It may go down a little further, but for sure, within a few years, you're going to be sitting on handsome profits.
So this takes us nicely to the time, not timing debate, Bill. You said in the past that It's time that the market counts, not timing the market. Can you explain this further? And does that principle, is that still valid today?
Oh, absolutely. More valid today perhaps than ever before, because if you're sitting on a well-balanced, properly diversified, personalised investment portfolio, and if you're a client of Blevins Franks, that's exactly what you will have. Then, of course, if you try to run for cover now, you're going to be capitalising losses, which you may avoid if you simply stay the course. As I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Trying to time the markets has got more than enough risks to consider. The biggest risk of all is missing out on bounces which come in the market, so that you might see that, and we've all seen this before, that when the markets go into decline, they often overshoot the point at which makes rational sense. And I think that is the case at the moment. And I think that if you therefore at this point decide to cash in your chips, you're going to find yourself, when the market bounces by as much as 5 or 10% in a single day, that you've probably missed the biggest bounce in the market in all of the time you've been invested. So the answer is to stay the course, have confidence. You know, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that if you stay the course and remain fully invested throughout the prospective investment period you had in mind at the outset, provided, you know, you take regular and solid independent advice in your journey through that timescale, if you stay invested in the market, you're going to come out a winner overall, rather than acting emotionally, as I say, and running for cover at the wrong time.
So, Bill, looking at it from a different angle, if markets have fallen, couldn't this be a good buying opportunity for those with capital to invest?
I think it is. You've got to be very careful here. You know, if you look at the price of some of the assets which have fallen over the last 3 or 4 months, in particular the back end of 2018, there is no question that the motivation for downward pressure comes from those things I mentioned earlier. You know, the attitude of the US now perhaps to becoming more insular, the Brexit negotiations and the uncertainty surrounding that, the fact that the Chinese economy is definitely in a slower mode now than it's been for many years. All of those are negative factors. But, you know, capitalism and the world economy has a way of recovering over time. If you go back to the financial collapse that occurred in 2008 and you'd run for cover then, and you had been lacking in confidence sufficiently enough not to invest in the meantime, you would have seen £10,000 invested at the beginning of 2008 nearly quadruple in value by the end of 2018, despite the fact there's been upward spikes and downward troughs in the interim. You've simply got to remember that if you have a properly balanced portfolio, you've taken very good, independent, impartial advice from someone like Blevins Franks, you have got to consider yourself a marathon runner in all of this. If you have instant concerns for particular reasons, or you feel uncertain about one particular aspect, of course talk to your advisor. But don't run for cover and throw your money away when the markets will come back to reward you in the future.
So what's your advice on the best way to set up an investment portfolio to help it ride out these uncertain times?
Well, I think it is about, we've talked about diversification so many times. Diversification is, of course, the sole area in which risk management occurs. You know, when the markets go south, you know, investors and the media, frankly, which tends to make it worse because we're all listening to fairly gloomy news on the TV and the radio these days, they tend to focus purely on the returns that come from equity markets. Whilst, you know, US investors are monitoring the S&P 500, UK investors will be watching the movements of the FTSE 100 like a hawk. And, you know, you need to understand that in reality, it is the investors who are being guided by impartial professional advice who will have portfolios that are not invested 100% in equities. And we would hope not invested in only one equity asset class either. At Blevins Franks, the diversification and the risk management procedures that we employ mean that we probably don't have a single client who's fully 100% invested in equities. The investigation of the client's ability to tolerate risk, the investigation of what the client's needs are at the outset of our relationship with the client, will determine the mix of investments between cash, between government stock, between corporate bonds, between blue chip equities, medium-sized equities, smaller company equities, so that diverse balance of assets will mean that they won't be suffering the full implications of an equity collapse in the markets. Now, the circumstances are such, if you've got a properly diversified portfolio and it suited you a year ago, it's likely to still be suitable for you now. You just have to bear in mind that the good times will return before too long.
So, Bill, what about retired people who are perhaps more concerned about investment risk? What advice do you have for them, and how to keep risk to a comfortable amount?
Look, I have tremendous empathy with any individual who has worked hard all of their life and have accumulated a sum of money, whether it's 100,000 or 10 million, in wanting to protect their capital and to make sure that the spending power of that capital remains at today's levels during the future. You don't want to see inflation and taxation erode the spending power of your money. But if you really are laying awake at night worrying about whether you've actually got it right or not, for goodness sake, call your personal investment advisor, call the Blevins Franks partner or senior partner to come talk to you. Because if you are uncomfortable with what you've got, you either need to be satisfied that you've still got the right investments for the right time scale and that your risk is properly balanced. And if your sentiments of the moment are so strong that you feel you would like to reduce the level of risk, you need to have professional judgment about how and how carefully you manage that change of risk profile so that you don't necessarily capitalize losses, but you introduce a lower element of risk by simply switching things around inside the portfolio. And within the portfolios that Blevins Franks run, generally speaking, within the tax efficient framework of a personal portfolio bond, you'll find that those kind of switches are free of charges if you want to make a switch, generally speaking. So if you really are worried, talk to your advisor. But otherwise, if it suited you a year ago, my general philosophy is it's probably suitable for you now.
And how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks?
I think the best starting point, if you don't already have our contact details, is the Blevins Franks website at www.blevinsfranks.com. You'll find lots of information about the business and how we go about things. You'll find all of the addresses of all our offices throughout Spain. Contact the one nearest to you if you'd like to have a chinwag, and we'd be happy to come along and talk to you.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk at the same time next week in Spain.
Thanks, Howard. Have a good week.